All right, friends, well, welcome back. And joining us now with his senior spirituality segment is our friend from the Diocese of Camden, Deacon Anthony Seo. Deacon, welcome back.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be back. Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure, always a joy, Deacon, and you offer such great insight and wisdom. And so what do you have for us today?
Well, what I'm going to speak about today was inspired actually by one of your listeners. I was speaking at a parish recently, and after my talk, a person came up to me and said, you know, I hear you speak about your senior spirituality talk on the radio, and that's fantastic. But she said, you know, you talk about things, and I don't know that I can do the things that you're talking about. So that inspired me to kind of bring it down to a little bit of a different level today, and maybe just provide some practical examples of things that I think seniors can do very, very easily to strengthen their own spirituality, but also to help others.
Okay.
So that's what I think we'll do today.
All righty.
Let me relate a couple stories to you, and these are all true. I visited a nursing home, and it was probably about 4 years ago. I met this wonderful woman. Her name was Teresa. At that time, she was about 96 years old. And mentally very strong, physically frail, but she had a practice every day that she would go from room to room in a nursing home to greet every one of her neighbors, every one of the residents there. She would go to the door, and sometimes she would push herself in a wheelchair. Other times she would kind of use the wheelchair as a walker, but she would stop by each room. And she would say good morning, and she would ask them how they're doing today, and just start a conversation. If a person is feeling a little bit sad or down, she would be able to try to bring that person up. What she would also do is whenever someone came, a new resident, and as you can imagine, it's very, very difficult when a person is moving into a nursing home. Their life is changing dramatically. She would make it a point to spend time with that person, to welcome them, to let that person know that she had been through the same thing and how she was able to find such an active life living there. And she would do it for two reasons. Number one, because she felt that she was called by God to give that talent that she had of just being just a very friendly person. She was called to use that, but also because her goal was to be able to let that person know that in that environment that they're in, there is mass, there are priests that come, there are people that come to do the rosary, there is Bible study, there are things that would help that other person grow in their spiritual life while they were in that particular environment. Really amazing that a person would be able to do that. That was her calling, and she did it very, very well. The very similar story in another nursing home that I visit is a person who is not that old. She's about 80 years old, but she feels it's her responsibility as well to make sure that she is rounding up people for Mass when the Mass comes, rounding up people when the priest comes to do visits or when the extraordinary ministers do visits. And it's not just because she is giving to others, but it's also because in giving to others, she's also strengthening her own spiritual life. So those are people who just found kind of what their own talent was in an environment that you say, well, how can you really strengthen yourself spiritually in that environment? Those are people who found a way to strengthen their own spirituality and to help others. In my parish, there are a group of knitters and crocheters. And, you know, those are people who their talent has been in knitting, crocheting, and sewing. And they gather every week, and they knit baby blankets while they're praying for the baby that blanket will go to. And then those blankets either go to the hospital, or they might go to the parish for when we're doing baptismal prep with families. We're able to give them a blanket that they will have to be able to wrap their child in at home. And we put a card in with those blankets that explains how the person who was knitting it was praying for their child, praying for the health of their child, also praying for the spiritual welfare of their child. And part of it becomes an invitation then for those folks to, you know, those new moms and dads, to come join the parish community and find something that will help them strengthen their own spiritual life within the church. It's people giving of themselves. So when we talk about senior spirituality, it's not always a matter of, do we do a prayer group, or do we read books or things that strengthen us spiritually, but it's also taking it the other way, which is going out with what God has given us. And sometimes, you know, what we're able to do, we might think is kind of meaningless, but it's not really true. Mm-hmm. Whether it's a person who's able to knit and crochet, whether it's a person who's able to bring a ray of hope and sunshine into the life of someone who's sick.
And you know what? As you're saying that, Deacon, I'm thinking of St. Therese and the Little Way, and even St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta would say do great things in little ways, and where God places you and the opportunities that come your way, we may not sometimes even recognize, but according to our own gifts or talents or situation or vocation or state in life, to seek those things, and we may not think, as you mentioned, just to sit in and crochet baby blankets or to just visiting. These are works of mercy. I mean, my goodness. So they are. I think sometimes when people think about the great saints, and I could never be like that because of the great things they did. We're all called to be saints in our own way. And there's a great way to do these things, as you say, in life and wherever you are in the state of life, and especially as a senior citizen, to recognize those ways, I would imagine, and just nurture them.
Exactly. You said it very well. I received a call today, probably just an hour before we're speaking, from a person who explained to me that her mother-in-law, her eyesight is going. She's in a senior living facility. And one of the things she likes to have people read to her, specifically the Bible. She said that when a person reads to her, specifically about it, it seems to comfort her. It seems to take away the anxiety. And the reason for her call to me, she said, was, do you think that you have anyone at your parish who would be willing to come and visit her for maybe a half hour one day a week or 2 days a week at most, just to be able to sit with her? And I kind of smiled when she asked, because we normally think about our extraordinary ministers who go to visit the homebound to bring communion to them and to pray with them. Well, here's a very specific request for a person who really wants the Bible read to them. And there are people who, maybe what their great gift and talent was is that they loved reading stories to children, or they like being able to read the Bible to someone else, something very simple like that. Well, here's an opportunity for them to do it. So, part of the situation becomes a person looking within themselves and saying, I'm looking at my parish bulletin and I don't see something that lists what I think I might be able to do. You know what? Contact your parish and say, look, this is what I did when I was working, or this is what I still do now. These are things I would like to do. Who can you connect me with who I can then hopefully be able to use my talents and skills? And it's the simplicity of reading or crocheting or saying hello or doing the rosary at a facility, once a month. Those simple things that we can do. And as I said, it came to me that sometimes we make things so complex. When that person said to me, I heard you on the radio and I listened to your talk today here at the parish, but how can I do something? I don't have any talent. That's not true. Mm. We all do. We all have something that we can offer.
That's right.
How do we just dig deep inside and say, the simple thing I can do is going to be able to help somebody?
That's right. And Deacon, we have here at the apostolate, I have two two women, retired women. One is my sister, and one is another woman who came to us that just retired, and they're looking for things. I said, I can give you plenty to do here at the Apostolate, and that you're doing God's work. There are things that need to be done, and it helps us out. And there are opportunities, even, you know, we mentioned within the parish, but even beyond the parish, in other nonprofit organizations, and especially those that are ministries or apostolates within the church, that do look for volunteers and people who can come and use the skills you already have, the skills you've used in life that were your vocation in life, and now you can apply them and help out other ministries and apostolates as well.
And to your point, there's one that just comes to mind as you mentioned it. You know, we know that there are so many people who are affected by cancer, whether it be they themselves are have cancer, or someone they love that has cancer or has had cancer. And there's a great need for people to be able to minister to either people who have cancer or to their caregivers. Mm-hmm. And when I say minister to them, to really be able to either give them a rest or be able to speak with them and give them encouragement, mm-hmm. or that type of thing. You know, many parishes are starting cancer care ministries today, where it might be people who were nurses, it might be people who had cancer, you know, cancer survivors, it might have been a person who was a caregiver, but they're having cancer care ministries where people like that can come and with some training be able to help minister to a person mm-hmm. or a caregiver who's struggling with through it right now. So a person looks and says, you know, what can I do? You know, I was sick, I had cancer. Aha, you've lived through something
right. That
you can now help others to live through as well.
That's right.
These are the things that if we just dig deep inside a little bit and realize that we have so much to give to others on such a simple scale, but boy, it makes a difference.
Oh, sure it does. I think of my dad, God rest his soul, when he retired, he loved to play the piano. So what he did was he'd start to go to the nursing homes and just play the piano for them, for the people, and entertain them a little bit. He wasn't a professional entertainer at all, but he was playing at home. And well, I could do this just as easily in a nursing home setting and entertain the residents there and bring their music to them. And he loved doing that, and the people loved hearing it. So I guess it's just a matter of, again, identifying what your own talents and skills are. And we, as you say, we all have them. And then using them and applying them and see where we can apply them to help others. And that's the Lord's work.
Exactly it is. And if all of us can just encourage another person to be able to look and say, listen, I know that you have the ability to do X, Y, or Z. Why don't you do that? We encourage others. Because many times, you know, people just think that I have nothing to give.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not true.
That is
not true. We all have something to give, as you said. We all have something to give. It's just a matter of us being able to say, I think there's some value to what I can do, and let me do it to help others.
Amen. Well, we've been talking with Deacon Anthony Seo with his beautiful and wonderful senior spirituality segment. We thank you for that, Deacon. But I know before we go, coming up in just a few weeks, maybe just give a little heads up about the Man Up South Jersey Men's Spirituality Conference, if you want to give a little plug for that.
I would love to. Thank you so much for asking that question. November 9th, down in Haddon Township, New Jersey, at Paul VI High School Conference Center, is the Man Up Men's Spirituality Conference. I have to say, honestly, this is a great event. It's a day-long event. What we're trying to do is give men the opportunity to encounter Christ in a very special way, to be able to, amongst other men, just be able to feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. So we have some amazing speakers who are going to be there, who are going to just be able to share their stories, to be able to talk about how God has really inspired their lives and helped them in their lives. We have the opportunity for reconciliation all day. There are breakouts, three really interesting breakouts, which people can choose to. There is a holy hour, exposition of the Blessed Sacrament, that is just led in word and song by Mark Forrest, who is just an amazing Irish tenor. And then the day ends with Mass, and the principal celebrant in the homilies is our bishop, Dennis Sullivan.
Wonderful.
It really is an amazing, amazing event. Anyone who would like to get more information to register, just go to www.manupsouthjersey.com. And thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to speak about that.
You're welcome, Deacon. And this is for men of all ages, not just the seniors, right?
Oh, absolutely. This is for men of all ages. And you know, we, we're actually encouraging dads to bring their sons, high school age. It's just a great event. So, men of all ages are welcome.
That's November 9th, and that's down at the Paul the Sixth High School Conference Center.
Yes, it is.
Very good. Deacon, thank you so much, as always. We look forward to hearing from you again next month, and thanks for all you do for us. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you for providing the opportunity. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Bye-bye. Thank you. And friend, you stay where you are. We'll be back with more. Don't go away.